Republicans are speaking out against transgender athletes in girls and women's sports the day before the Supreme Court is set to begin hearings focused on two related cases from West Virginia and Idaho. Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador boasts of his state being first to pass a ban on transgender athletes.
The state of Idaho was the first state in the nation to pass a law preventing boys from competing in girls' sports. And at the time when the state of Idaho passed this law, the state of Idaho was told that this law was not necessary, that it was stupid, that it was a waste of time for us to be legislating on something like that, because there was very few women were going to be displaced.
According to the Williams Institute at the UCLA School of Law, fewer than 1% of adults identify as transgender in the United States, as do 3.3% of people aged 13 to 17. West Virginia has banned transgender girls from competing in girls and women's sports, and is among the more than two dozen states with similar laws. Though the West Virginia law has been blocked by lower courts, the outcome in the case West Virginia v. BPJ could be different at the conservative-dominated Supreme Court, which has allowed multiple restrictions on transgender people to be enforced over the past year. The second case, Little v. Hecox, comes from Idaho, where the ban also allows for anyone to dispute the sex of a female student athlete, including demanding verification of their gender through medical examination. This week, the justices are hearing arguments over whether the sports bans violate the Constitution or the landmark federal law known as Title IX that prohibits sex discrimination in education. Republicans argue that banning transgender athletes is necessary to protect the rights of women in school sports. Decisions are expected by early summer. For KPFA News, I'm Anthony Perazzo.